the waterway, and the St. John's River. The Timucuans generally built a large circular community house in the center of the village, spacious enough to hold all the villagers and any guest. This building was used for community gatherings, feasts, ceremonies, and special occasions. Their thatched roof houses were also built in this same circular fashion. They grew a variety of vegetables which they and other natives introduced to the Europeans, such as corn, squash, potatoes, and tomatoes. They also used corn cribs to protect the harvest and preserve their meat and fish on smoking racks. During the Easter season in the year 1513, Ponce de Leon left Puerto Rico and followed the Gulf Stream north on a voyage of exploration. He was searching for sources of gold, silver, and the fabled Fountain of Youth. Ponce landed near current-day St. Augustine at the ancient Native American town of Saloy. He called the new land La Florida, from the old Spanish Pascua Florida, signifying the season of Easter. He claimed all of North America, its gold, its silver, all its wealth, and its Native American inhabitants for Spain and His Majesty the King. During the 50 years following Ponce de Leon's first landing, Spain sent 6 expeditions to establish settlements in La Florida. Clouds of ravenous mosquitoes blotted the sun and feasted on Spanish blood. Demonic windstorms of unbelievable fury destroyed everything they built, and accompanying tidal waves swept all the debris out to sea. Savage natives made unmerciful attacks on the survivors, indignant at the strange interlopers that dared trespass on their lands. All 6 expeditions failed. Ponce de Leon returned to La Florida in 1521 with 200 soldiers. Upon landing, they were furiously attacked by Native Americans and driven into the sea. Ponce was gravely injured. They could not remove the arrows protruding from him, and he died in Cuba a few days later. In the summer of 1564, French adventurers, under René de Goulain de Laudonniere, landed at the mouth of the St. John's River. They succeeded in establishing a fort and colony within raiding distance of the homebound Spanish treasure galleons. They claimed all the land, natives included, as was the custom of the day, for the French crown and named the new settlement Fort Caroline. The following spring of 1565, the French king sent a fleet from France with supplies and reinforcements. This was a threat that could not go unanswered by Spain. Their preeminence in Europe depended upon a steady flow of gold from the New World and the safe arrival of the annual treasure fleet of the Indies. That same year, King Philip II of Spain appointed Don Pedro Menendez de Avilés, governor and adelantado, general of all the king's forces of La Florida. Furious with the incursion of the French, the king charged Menendez with the settlement of La Florida by Spanish citizens and the armed expulsion of the French and any other foreign nationals. On June 29, 1565, Menendez sailed from Cadiz, Spain, with 10 ships and 1,100 men. Storms shortly forced their return. However, they departed again several days later and were met by 20 additional ships coming from the north, carrying friends, relatives, priests, farmers, and artisans. Altogether, over 2,600 men, women, and children set sail for La Florida and the New World. On September 8, 1565, Don Pedro Menendez de Avilés, adelantado and first governor of La Florida, stepped ashore at the Native American town of Saloy amid much fanfare and pageantry. Banners waved, cannons fired, 600 soldiers raised their voices in unified cheers. This was an important day for Spain that was to have historical repercussions far into the future. The large communal house at the center of the village was commandeered by the overwhelming Spanish military force to be the first fort until a more suitable one could be built. Menendez named the town site San Augustin in honor of the saint's day on which he first spied the shores of La Florida. He had his men dig trenches around the village and strengthen the walls of the communal house as he made immediate plans to rid the land of the heretical French. On September 18, 1564, Menendez marched north from San Augustin with 500 soldiers to attack and capture the French settlement of Fort Caroline. They were caught in the fury of a passing hurricane that brought torrents of rain. Quiet streams swelled into raging rivers as the entire land was flooded. Menendez pressed on through the swampy quagmire toward Fort Caroline, determined to wipe out the French without delay, hurricanes notwithstanding. Most of his men, however, had never been in such a storm, and nearly 100 of them took refuge along the route. Unable to push on through the furious deluge, they never arrived at Fort Caroline. At dawn on September 20th, the remaining Spanish army attacked the fort. The French were caught completely unprepared. The admiral of the French fleet, Jean Ribault, had sailed south with most of the troops from the fort on September 10th to attack and destroy the Spanish at St. Augustine. But the same hurricane that caught the Spanish army marching north to attack Fort Caroline pushed the